Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Pamela Aldridge. It's now time for Simply the Truth, brought to you by In His Hands Global Ministries. Every Wednesday at 7:45 a.m. on your radio dial 1570 WBGX. We hope that you will be blessed by our weekly message of God's truth. We invite you to join us now as we go before the Lord in His biblical teachings with me. Thank you for joining me this week for our message entitled, Embrace You. And our text is taken from Judges chapter 15, verses 9 through 17, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, Now the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and deployed themselves against Lehi. And the men of Judah said, Why have you come up against us? So they answered, We have come up to arrest Samson, to do to him as he has done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Edom and said to Samson, Do you not know that the Philistines rule over us? What is this you have done to us? And he said to them, As they did to me, so I have done to them. But they said to him, We have come down to arrest you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. Then Samson said to them, Swear to me that you will not kill me yourselves. So they spoke to him, saying, No, but we will tie you securely and deliver you into their hand. But we will surely not kill you. And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds broke loose from his hands. And he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. Then Samson said, With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey I have slain 1,000 men. And so it was, when he had finished speaking, that he threw the jawbone from his hand and called that place Ramoth Lehi. Friends, I need you to do one thing. And that is, embrace you. Embrace the real you. In order to embrace you, you must first know you. Many of us, I believe, really need an introduction to ourselves. Who are you? Or better put, one might want to ask, who am I? So our text today is about Samson, who was born with heavenly acclaim. In essence, before his mother had even conceived, his parents received a heavenly visitation from the angel of the Lord. She was told that she would conceive and bear a son. She was given specific instructions regarding her prenatal care. She was not to drink wine or strong drink or to eat anything unclean. And in caring for her son, she was to never, ever cut his hair because he was to be a Nazarite to God from birth. This son was to begin to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines. Samson had an assignment before he existed or was even thought about by his parents. You too have been given an assignment long before your existence. You're no happenstance, and your purpose is not being mapped out as you venture through life. God already decided the purpose for which you were created. And just as he thought out Samson's life, so too, my friends, has he given consideration for your life. The father knew that he would need someone just like you to accomplish his plans for the world. Someone with your height, your build, your race, your intellect, your strength, your temperament, your way of processing and communicating. He knew the exact time and era, the state, city, community, and family that you would need to be raised and nurtured in. He knew that no one else would be able to accomplish your assignment but you. And so I need you to get this today. Embrace you. You are uniquely you. You are authentically you. You, my friends, are you. Well, somebody might be asking, well, Pastor, if God knew all of what was going to happen to me, then why did God let it happen? Why did I have to go through the abuse? Why did I have to experience all of the difficulties and craziness of my life if God had a plan? Why so much pain and misery? Friends, God's plan is perfect, but the actions of humans are faulty. God has given us power. In essence, God has given us the ability, the authority, and the power to exercise our own will to get things done in our own power and might. But He would much rather prefer that we submit our will to His will. Submitting to His will is submitting to His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We walk not by sight, but by His Spirit. Not by power or might, but by His Spirit, saith the Lord. It's when we step out in our own willpower, in our own determination, in our own drive and motivation, is when we falter. It's when we decide to take measures in our own hands. It's when we find ourselves in compromised situations. It's when we as humans seek our own will over and above God's will that we bring misery upon ourselves. When the 3,000 men of Judah showed up at Samson's hideaway, Samson submitted to the will of the Father. He didn't automatically put up resistance against them. He did not strike out against his brethren, but rather he yielded to the leading of the Spirit. He allowed them to tie him up with ropes and take him back to his enemy. If Samson had reacted in his own power and might, I believe he would have lost his life or caused greater hardship upon his life. Going up against 3,000 is no big deal through the power of God, but it's suicide acting alone. And in our haste to get things done, or in our determination to fix things, improve things, or settle things, we end up only making matters worse. Many of us don't want to be inconvenienced, not even for a minute. We're on a mission and we don't want anything or anybody to get in the way. We don't want to suffer having to submit to what may seem like bondage. We don't want our hands tied in order to relieve the pressure of others or to help others to find a little peace. The men of Judah were afraid. They were already under the authority of the Philistines. And they didn't want to make them angry enough to retaliate against them for the actions of one man. They weren't looking for war, but what they wanted was peace. So for the people of Judah to have peace, Samson acquiesced and consented to be bound. Sometimes what may appear to be your bondage may in actuality be someone else's ticket to freedom. Your sacrifice to give up your right to speak may be someone else's opportunity to be heard and receive freedom. You're giving away a meal that you just purchased to someone who's sitting just outside of a restaurant and pleads for help. But giving it away may free somebody from their hunger pains. It's time for us to take our focus off of our own personal victories and get into the Spirit and begin to be more others-oriented. It's time to be who God created you to be, your brother's keeper. This is the you that God fashioned and formed for such a time as this. And I need you to get this and get serious about this. Embrace you, my friends, and just do you. Now our text says when Samson was taken into the city, the Philistines came out to attack him. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson and he was immediately made free. When the Spirit of the Lord, my friend, shows up, everything bound has to be set free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Fetters of depression and chains of rejection can't hold you. The shackles of sickness and the bonds of disease must break. Yokes of oppression must cease and burdens of lack will be lifted. Now our text says, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson and he was immediately freed, he allowed God to use him to bring about victory and bring glory to God. This, my friends, is the purpose for which every child of God was created, to be used of God and to bring glory to him. We're not to just sit around and glory in our own deliverance and fold our hands and take a seat in the church house for the next 20, 30, 40, or 50 years, but we are to use our testimony of salvation, our testimony of deliverance, our testimony of healing, our testimony of peace and joy to help somebody else. While it may appear that Samson fought single-handedly, he was not alone. He had all the power he needed with him. Now, I don't know what happened to the 3,000 men of Judah. The text doesn't say if they just sat around and watched the great feat or if they ran. But I'm telling you right now, you can go in with all the number of people you want, 3,000, 30,000, or 300,000, but you had better know where your confidence lies. It had better not be in horses or chariots. It had better not be in your money or your influence. It had better not even be in man. Your trust, my friends, must be in the one who has all power in his hands and for which nothing is impossible. The one who is your offense and your defense, your mighty fortress, your strong tower. The Lord, my friends, of heaven's army. And going out on a battlefield without the Lord, without the anointing, is like a young black male wearing a hoodie in the wrong neighborhood. Or raising his hands in a position of surrender, or reaching for his wallet to authenticate himself and being shot down without any opportunity of defense. It's like playing Russian roulette and hoping that the bullet doesn't find you this time. But you, my friends, if it be that the Spirit of Christ lives in you, you have that same power that came upon Samson on the inside of you. What? Know ye not that greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world? Now the text says that Samson found a jawbone of a donkey. Now I guess it just happened to be right there in his path. Happenstance? I say not. Now, I believe it was a strategically placed point of contact to be used under the anointing. Sometimes we have to use what's put right before us. What's in front of you might be all you have to work with. The woman who needed money to survive only had a few jars to store oil in, and her oil did not run out. The disciples only had 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, but 5,000 plus people were fed. The woman with the issue of blood only had the bottom of a robe to grab hold to, but she received her healing. You may only have enough bus fare to get to that job interview. Work with what you have. If all you have is faith, do like Samson. Reach out and grab hold of it and put it to use to slay everything in your way, everything blocking your path, everything hindering your blessings. So now through the power of God, one man defeated 1,000 men of war with the jawbone of a donkey. In essence, he used the jawbone of an ass. Now this was no grandiose or impressive weapon. As a matter of fact, it was something that people could make mockery of. I could hear them saying, "What do you think you're going to do with this?" Because it was not the jawbone of some ferocious or esteemed animal like a lion, tiger, bear, or elephant. Friends, God will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. All God needed was for Samson to move in faith with what he had in front of him. All God needs for us to do is to move in faith with what we have in front of us or what we have in our possession. It doesn't matter how insane it seems. It doesn't matter how difficult the task may appear. It doesn't matter how stupid or ridiculous you look. You've got to embrace you. Step up and be who you are created to be, a living, breathing vessel eager to love, trust, and obey God. All God needs for each one of us is to trust Him and move in faith. Move knowing that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, and everything necessary for your victory has been done. It is finished, my friend. So embrace you and do you. You have everything to gain and more to lose by not walking in your purpose. Until you embrace the true you, the authentic you, the spiritual you, you are living beneath your kingdom status. You're living beneath your kingdom authority and privileges. You're like the prodigal son or daughter who's been given the inheritance of the kingdom of God, but yet spending all of your entire life wasting all of your inheritance, your talents and gifts on the frivolous things of this world, wallowing with lowlifes and no names, trying to make a living, but all the while falling deeper and deeper into the muck and mire. Even if you consented to the bondage, you adopted that habit, you initiated or agreed to that relationship, please don't agree to stay there in bondage. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to strengthen you beyond measure. No one can do this for you. You must wake up, my friends, and realize who you are. God is waiting to do great exploits through you. Like Samson, you were created to begin the process of delivering God's people out of bondage. But you first have to embrace you, embrace your calling, embrace your purpose, and your destiny. It's time, my friends. So embrace you. You are strong in the Lord, alive in Christ, established by grace, and accepted in the beloved. I need somebody to really get this today. The enemy of your soul is banking on you never embracing the authentic you. But I'm here to say today, let the real you please stand up and acknowledge who you are. Friends, embrace you. Embrace means to hold, to grip, to squeeze, to cuddle. Embrace who God created you to be. Be you and do you. And know that because the greater one lives in you, you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. Receive it today. Let go of the old and make room for the real you.
You have been listening to Simply the Truth broadcast with Pastor Pamela Aldridge, brought to you by In His Hands Global Ministries. For more information, prayer, or comments, please call us at 312-893-7532. That's 312-893-7532. Or visit us online, simplythetruthbroadcast.com or ihhgm.org. Also, Pastor Aldridge invites you to worship with us on Sundays at 12 p.m. at 6054 South Damon Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, in the Lindblom Park facility. humility. We hope that you have been blessed by today's broadcast. We invite you to join us again next week, Wednesdays at 7:45 a.m. for the Simply the Truth broadcast on the Big Gospel Express, WBGX AM 1570.